It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parenting Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Oh, come on, Josh. Focus.
Focus. Come on.
Right, here we go.
This is because you've been doing too many episodes. You're not fresh.
This is not my fault that it's slowly downloading. Oh my God, my phone's died, Rob.
Shall I pretend to be a child?
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm starting to do it, but I think it's going to be offensive. I think it might be really weird, yeah.
No, I don't think it's offensive. Don't you just do a high-pitched voice?
Shall I? I'll do it.
You do it, Josh.
We should say, by the way.
Yeah, explain what's happening with Michael, Josh.
Michael's talking very quietly because he's brilliantly, he is looking after a child.
How old's your niece, Michael?
She was one last month.
So what, why are you talking quietly and what's happened?
I don't know. I'm not qualified. She was making like noises that were disturbing. So I was just trying
why are you looking after her? This is 10 a.m. actually. We're recording.
Because my sister's gone to the doctors with her partner and the baby was asleep. So I said I'd look after her. And then the moment she left, she woke up. And I don't know whether she's hungry or tired or I'm not qualified to do this, guys.
Is it? Are you enjoying it? Do you understand our pain now?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm enjoying it, but I've definitely got more empathy for you guys.
Michael, you sound like you're commentating on the snooker.
There's no soft furnishings in this house, so I'm slightly worried. They're like, if I laughed once, what something you guys were saying, and she stirred, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Do you think that's why people like this podcast? It makes it feel illicit, because you have to listen in quietly if a baby's sleeping, and then you laugh, and you have to stifle it like you're in a classroom at school.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Michael, do you want to say our names in a sexy voice, because Josh's phone's died, and we can't have a child doing it?
Yeah, okay. Do you want to cue it in again?
Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Josh Widdicombe and Rob Beckett.
Oh my God, I think I came on Rob.
Do you know what? This has reminded me that, and I think we should do this as when it comes to it, that Michael suggested to me when we were having a chat that when our books come out each week, he should do a little reading of a little sentence or two.
Yeah, just a little line that you like to have.
Yeah.
The more ridiculous line, the better.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
So we will do that because people do want more of Michael's sexy voice.
Sexy lines, we'll call it.
I've realised, by the way, that I did have something to talk about, but it was written in the notes on my phone and my phone's just died, so I can't remember what it is.
Don't worry.
What a parenting disaster.
Don't worry. I've got an excellent couple of emails here.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'll do Instagram messages. We'll do these and then we'll go into the interview. Okay. We've got Babatunde Aleshi on, who's a star of Gogglebox and a parent, which is ideal, really. That's actually more key for this show.
Yeah.
Gogglebox is great, but if you didn't have a parent, it's just, it doesn't work. Anyway, here we go.
We don't even ask about Gogglebox, to be fair.
No,
we didn't mention it. It's mainly parenting based, the interview.
Yeah. Hi, Rob and Josh.
Which, when in our upcoming interview with Pat Sharp, I would say swings the other way.
I mean, the amount of questions you're asking about the mullet is on a level with his children. I just couldn't believe you went in mullet so hard. Anyway, that's another episode. Let's do this one. Look. Hi, Rob and Josh. My worst moment of lockdown was escaping to my bedroom for 10 minutes of peace as I was feeling really emotional and needed some quiet time. Instead, my daughter jumped out of the laundry basket and said, "Boo!" I burst into tears and then she burst into tears as I'd forgotten we were playing hide and seek.
What?
And my partner had to come in, leaving his work call to deal with the both of us. This is great from Gwen. The day in question was my birthday.
Oh, my word. Oh, God.
Gwen.
Oh.
Poor Gwen.
I've forgotten you were playing hide and seek. How long had she been in there?
Oh, God. Months, I think. Here we go. This one is an absolute belter from Scott, who's been asked to keep it anonymous, but the story is so mental that it's pointless. You know it is. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like someone emailing in and going, "Oh, I got accused of murder and I had to put a glove on in front of loads of cameras and, you know, really made me sad about my NFL career." Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, right. So,
yeah.
Good afternoon. Just thought I'd give my contribution for the most ridiculous thing while just tired. My four-year-old had started waking up at 1 a.m. every morning and will not go back to sleep without watching an episode of Pokemon with a glass of juice. Usually takes a few good hours to get him to settle down.
Oh, mate.
Anyway, last week we stayed at my in-laws, who greeted us, showed us the spare room and gave us a few bits of key information for our overnight stay. Roll on the next morning when I was so, so tired after fighting to get my son back to sleep for 3 hours. At 5 a.m. I decided to have a quick shower. I don't know if it was 5 a.m. It was early in the morning, 5, 6, after his kid finally went back to sleep.
Yeah.
I popped in and started to wake up a little in the shower and did my usual morning wee in the shower. Admit it, lads, everyone does it. This is a real contentious issue, but he pisses in the shower. Yeah. I've done the odd piss in the shower. I won't judge. It was then that I remembered that one of the key pieces of information that I'd forgotten in my tired days was the shower is currently blocked.
Oh, no.
And we were told to have a bath instead. I was basically stood paddling in a small pool of yellow water. It gets worse. My in-laws came up as I was desperately trying to... He's got a towel on him now. But he's desperately trying to fish out the wee with a cup.
Oh, no.
And did something that I instantly regretted to make them think I wasn't a dirty animal. I told them it was just my son's juice from the night before that I poured in the shower to rinse away.
No one's believing that.
You've got a sink and you've got a toilet. Even if the shower's unblocked, it's your last port of call. So he said that he was just... And a bath. I'll just pour the orange. Yeah, it's literally the fourth option. Or just drink it. Who's not finishing off their kid's juice?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I told them that it was orange juice. My father-in-law knew straight away.
Yeah, of course he did.
As his first comment was, "Drink it then."
What? No.
The father-in-law went, "Drink it then."
What? That's just not a situation.
I think it is.
What's the father-in-law
doing?
That's
the kind of thing my dad would say.
What's the father-in-law doing?
That's the kind of thing my dad would say to someone, like, because, you know, father-in-laws are a bit banter, a bit geezer. Yeah. Like, drink it then. Not wanting to lose the upper hand.
No, this isn't Peep Show.
My drunk. Life is Peep Show, Josh. That's the thing. That's why people laugh so much. Things like this have happened. Not wanting to lose the upper hand, I drank nearly a whole cup of
watered-down urine
and did my best to keep a straight face without heaving. Then the father-in-law instantly told me that he knew what I had done, as he had done the same thing the first time the shower had been blocked and wanted to see how far I'd go.
Oh, wow. This is coming from Meet the Parents.
I'd say keep me anonymous, but I can't imagine anyone else has had this kind of golden shower. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Oh, my word. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Drink it then. That's something a gangster would say.
Drink it then.
That is a Peep Show episode, isn't it? That is a storyline from a sitcom.
Yeah.
Drink it then.
That is phenomenal.
God, that is awful, but excellent, isn't it, Josh? Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Any more details for your kids' party? You're still pretty relaxed?
No, it's still detail-free at this stage.
Detail-free,
Rob.
Just something.
Keep it free and easy.
A park on the 14th. It sounds like a hooligan meet-up for a fight. Keep it quiet so the police don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't sue me, details. I'll bell you on a burner.
I'll fill you in on the details next Tuesday.
Oh, wicked.
When the party will be about 4 days from happening.
Straight into it. Balloons
I'll
everywhere.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest, I've left it too late. It's like the Athens Olympics, Rob. I know what I'm heading towards.
Oh God, it's stressful. You did so. Why didn't you want it in the house though? Is it because it didn't fit the soft plate, or just easier having loads of kids than people?
You could get it in the garden, but I just feel like the garden would be big enough for everything, but it wouldn't offer the freedom of the park. Do you know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, right, your daughter is trained in knick-knack care. You unleash 10, 15 kids. Rose is going to have to do like a stop check.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's going to fall apart. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Cannot allow children in that house. Play dates are going to be very stressful for you and the kids.
Well, yes. We're going to have to take the lower plates off the walls, Rob.
No plates on a wall. It's like self-harm. You're asking for it.
Kids don't get taller though, do they?
Kids get taller, mate. And you know.
Oh my God.
They just do things like, we went around Tom Allen's house the other day and the kids were in the garden, took their shoes and socks off. They had feet like street children, you know, like street dogs. like the kids, their feet were like a Victorian miner's child, right? And they went indoors, walked on the carpet and then just stood with their feet on the wall. Who puts feet on the wall anyway? And then one dirty one. So I'm running around trying to clean it all, Tom's perfect house. It's like the Royal Tenenbaums' house. It's beautiful. Yeah. But he just sort of sits in it like he's waiting to film a scene. And my kids are rubbing their dirty feet on the wall. Dirty feet.
Feet. Their dirty feet.
Feet and sheep. The only ones, aren't they? Anyway, sorry, Josh. Let's introduce Babatunde.
Let's introduce Babatunde.
I'll tell you, Babatunde's got the most wraparound care anyone has ever had in his life, to the point where he gets annoyed that his family take the kid out for the day.
Oh, mate.
He doesn't get enough time with his kid. They just keep taking him on day trips.
Doesn't get enough time with his kid.
Oh, God, you might, yeah. He is the king of wraparound care in the countryside, old Babatunde. Babatunde, enjoy, people. Babatunde, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Rob, man.
Right, for us and the listeners, give us a rundown of your family setup, Babatunde. What you got at home?
I've got one son who is about to be 5 in about 2 weeks.
All right.
What are you doing for the 5th birthday?
So there's this, I forgot what it's called. It's that jumping place where it's like all trampolines.
Air jump,
that's it. My wife is organizing. That's how you know I've forgotten.
You have to watch the little instruction video. You get your socks on and you jump until someone sprains their ankle and you go home.
Basically. And it's got like a little arcade in there. So my son's like a little gamer. So man.
Oh, is he? He's into gaming already?
Yeah, yeah. He's into gaming hard, real hard. Yeah.
So what's he playing?
At the moment, I bought him a Switch, a Nintendo Switch. So he plays like your Mario World, your Mario Karts.
So is he good? Can you be good at it at that age?
No. I mean, I beat him a lot and he cries. But I do it on purpose because, like, when he gets on my nerves, I'm just like, oh, yeah, should we play Mario Kart? And he's like, yeah. And then I thrash him, like. And the funniest thing is he watches me, like, totally thrash him every single level. And he'll wait until the trophy's presented to me, and then he'll just start crying.
Really? Because I did that, try to play the, they've got the Olympics game, you know, the Mario or Sonic Olympics with a run-in. And then like I let my daughter win a couple and then I beat her and then she just went mental. At that age, they cannot deal with losing. And it's just they scream and cry and they have to win every time. And you just think, oh my God, is my kid going to be an awful person? Or is this just part of growing up?
That is my son. Honest to God, I do the same thing with him. But yeah, he just wants to be better at me than anything. Like, he's always like trying to say, like, I'm stronger than you, daddy, like, and trying to fight me. And it's just like, dude, like, I will body slam you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. They'll say, like, you know, I don't know how big he is, but you're a pretty big guy. You're not a small guy. I think you could take a 5-year-old, couldn't you?
Yeah, I could. Oh, listen, my son, especially when he gets on my nerves, like I told you, man, I'll body slam him.
Sort of play fighting and stuff. Yeah, he's quite rough and tumble, is he?
Yeah, yeah, he loves it, man. He like always just trying to like punch me up and stamp on me.
Really? Like, see, my 5-year-old is like that, but with like knowledge. She's like, I know this because of school. I know more than you. She's obsessed with knowing more than me because she's learned a bit at school now. I said there was a refraction of the light, and she went, it's actually reflection. And then I was like, and then she keeps banging on at me about what reflection is, and I just felt like saying, you're fucking wrong. It's so wrong. it sounds similar, but you're fucking wrong. But she was like, I know, because I go to school and I know. And I was just like, shut up. But they love it, don't they? Even at fire. Is he in his first year of school then?
Yeah, he's going to go into year one this September. So he's just finished reception. And yeah, he's happy because in his mind, I'm going to be a big boy now, Dad. And it's just like, yeah, kind of, but you still struggle with wiping your bum. So I don't know about this big boy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? This big boy stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah.
And you were in North London and you've moved to Hertfordshire. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that because of the kids and that stuff, or was it?
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was. We were living. It's so weird. So yeah, when I moved from my mum's house in Highgate, once I got married, we moved to Enfield and then we spent like maybe like a year and a half there, and then, you know, was fortunate enough to save up enough money, came to Hertfordshire.
So you're in the countryside?
I am, man. I'm near, like, you know, there's a whole bunch of trees outside my yard, and sometimes
I didn't know you had the lingo. He's a city boy, but he knows all the terms.
Baba turned out a country bumpkin all of a sudden. And, trees and that.
Yeah, trees and that, and couple horses and that, and sheep and that. So yeah, man, it's different, man. It's different up here.
How are you finding it though? You know, you're born in London and bred in London.
I'm finding it all right. You know what? I'll be real. I actually like it. I prefer it, the country life, because obviously you got the country life. On walks, and there's nice little pretty lakes. And there's racism. It's always good. You know what I'm saying? Come on. No. But it is nice. It is nice. It's pretty. You know what I'm saying? It's proper pretty.
Well, it's nice as well for the kids. Loads of space and stuff from to do things. Where in London, it can get a little bit. Because Josh is in right by Victoria Park. And you've been, flirting with the idea of moving further out.
Do you know what? I'm less flirting with it than I was. It's on a day-by-day basis.
It's good, though.
It's like a village in the city where I live, Rob.
Yeah, but then that's not a village, is it?
No, it is still the city, yeah.
It's a village in the city. How was homeschooling and stuff like that? Because you wasn't working as much, I imagine. Did your wife work, or is she at home, or how do you split the childcare?
So she works full-time. She has a full-time job. And so when, we were in lockdown, it was just me teaching my son, which was hard as hell. But for some reason, apparently, my son went up 2 reading levels.
Well done.
I don't know, but this is the thing. I don't know what I did. Maybe it's the Nigerian in me that was just like, you must learn today. Like, I don't know what I did. But...
Did you actually have a Nigerian accent for teaching and that you implemented, or does it just come out now and again?
It comes out. No, real talk. It actually comes out every now and again. Like when I'm shouting at my son, and I wasn't born in Nigeria, so I don't know where this accent comes from. And where the language comes from, but it, honestly, no joke, it actually comes out. Like sometimes when I'm shouting at my son, like for doing something crazy, like my mum, like Yoruba would come out. That's my mum's mother tongue. And I remember the first time that happened, I was just like, where the hell did I learn that? Because I don't speak the language. But yeah.
So what came out? What bubbled up?
So I said Kiloshe Boboy. Basically, that means what's wrong with this boy. But and when it happened, I just froze and I was just like, "Hey, like, what the hell?
Really?
Yeah."
Yeah. Would your mum have said that to you when you were a kid? Then do you reckon it's just sort of burnt into your memory? Yeah.
Hell yeah, I was troublesome, and this explains my son. You know, he's exactly like me. He looks like me. He behaves like me. He's always trying to like prank me and his mum. And
was your mum strict then, would you say?
Oh, hell yeah. Every Nigerian mum is strict. But yeah, I think she was more strict with me out of me and my sister, because I was just trouble. I was cheeky, you know what I'm saying? Always trying to like mess around.
What was the worst trouble you got into?
Oh, this one's really bad. So basically, I stole a girl's phone in school. Yeah. And my mum beat the living daylights out of me. Like, you know what I mean? This is back in the day. This is back in the day, like during Childline, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, that poor girl, I wouldn't have a fucking phone to ring it, mate. You nicked it. So, does your mum look at you there? Does she think you're not strict enough? Or does she think you're a bit sort of a soft British dad?
No, she actually is always telling me, leave him alone. Just let him do what he's doing. Yeah. Like, and that upsets me so much. I'm just like, you tore me a new asshole. Like, you really went to town. Like, but when it comes to my son, all of a sudden, no one's allowed to touch him. He can do no wrong. And I'm just like, you've watched him trash your whole house since he's got here. And the minute I go, okay, like, Judah, just relax now, it's leave him alone. It's just like, what?
Really?
Yeah. She loves my son. She, well, obviously, but yeah, she loves her grandson.
Is that her only grandchild?
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
Just moving out of London, has that damaged babysitting opportunities with...
Hell no, no way. No. Listen, my son, yeah, he gets treated like a prince. Not only does my mum always offers to take care of him, but obviously his mother-in-law, well, my mother-in-law, and then his aunties are always trying to take him from us. And it upsets me. Oh my gosh, it gets on my nerves. Sometimes I'll come home and I'm just like, where's Judah? Oh, this one took him. And it's just like, oh my gosh, can I just see my son for 5 seconds? Like,
really? You've got almost too much bait. So you've got one sister, is that right?
I've got one sister, yeah.
And how many siblings has your wife got?
Oh God, she's got two brothers, but then she's got like a million cousins.
And they're all like family, aren't they? And they come and take him.
Yeah. They're just always jacking my son from me. And it's so funny because like I'll moan about it. I'll moan like, oh, you know, my son's not here. But then the minute he comes back, give it 10 minutes and I'm just like, oh my gosh, get this boy out of my face. This boy is always troubling me. I can't chill. I cannot chill. Even this morning, like, he was just like, play games. Let's play games. I'm just like, all right. So I'm playing a game, and this guy is just jumping all over me. And, like, what he likes to do, he likes to get one of the cushions from the chair and just charge into me. And he just kept doing it. I'm just like, do you want me to play this game or not? Because I don't know what's going on.
They're so aggressive, some little boys, aren't they? They love violence.
Yeah, he loves it. He just beats me up all day long, just beats me up. And then when I do it to him, like, I'll tickle him and stuff. That's when he's like crying to his mum, oh, daddy tickled me. No, it's just like, get out of here, man.
Yeah, they do turn, don't they, and then run to their mum.
Yeah, I'm always getting in trouble by my wife, trust me, man.
how did you find it when he was little, when he was a newborn and stuff like that? Did he sleep well, or was he a bit of a nightmare?
No, he slept well. He was good. He was good.
Josh is dealing with a very badly sleeping child at the moment.
Oh, that's a heartbreaking answer.
Sorry, bro.
The answer is you just get a good sleeper or you don't, and then your hand. You're just lucky you're not.
Yeah, that's the hand I've been dealt for the next 18 years.
One of my mates, Kane Brown, he's a comic as well. He just told me, kiss sleep goodbye. That's all he said to me. It was just like, forget about sleep. Like, you will never get a good night's sleep forever. And I was just like, damn.
Well, it is true. Because then when they get older, you don't sleep because you're worrying about them. Because they're not in the house.
Oh, I'd take that, Rob. I'd happily lie there worrying.
I don't know. You know what?
At least I can look at my phone while I do it, mate.
At least you can watch a film while you're worrying.
Yeah, at least I'm not getting back problems from walking him around the bloody room all the time.
Well, my wife kind of dealt with that side of things, to be honest. I did sleep through the crying sometimes when he would wake up, because he wasn't that bad. He wasn't that bad. Yeah. But obviously, the odd time here and there was just like, yeah, this child ain't going to sleep. But what annoys me now is that up until today, he still jumps in our bed halfway through the night.
And
it annoys the life out of me, because you get so uncomfortable. Then I wake up, I'll be like, why is my neck hurting? And I'll turn around and my son's just there snoring in my face. It's just like, oh, and I can't move. By that time, it's just like, I'm too tired. So he's just going to have to stay here.
And they start getting big at 5. They're like long, aren't they?
That's a big person to share a bed with.
Do you know what I mean? They're like long arms. Massive. And just spread out. They can take over a bed.
This is a grown adult in my bed. It's a grown child, bro. He's a big child.
Have you tried to do anything to get him back in his bed? Like, or are you just going to hope he grows out of it? Have you got a plan?
No, I just hope he grows out of it. Because I tell him all the time. I tell him, look, you know, you have to stay in your bed. And he'll be like, yes, dad. And then that night, he's back in my bed. Just is what it is, isn't it?
Oh, mate. No, and does he just walk in and just get in?
Yeah, he walks in, gets in. My son has this annoying habit, yeah? He likes to touch my armpit. I don't know why, and I don't know where this comes from. And this is true. So what he will do sometimes is if he's not just jumping in the bed and just getting in between me and my wife, sometimes I'll wake up to him scratching my armpits. It's the most random thing.
Oh my God. It's so weird.
No, honest to God, this is so weird. And I'm like, me and my wife, we Googled it. We were just like, what is this obsession with him holding people's armpits?
What, can I ask what you Google? What the exact terminology you're Googling there is?
I put child's obsession with armpits.
Oh my God, what a search. I bet you were so worried waiting for it to load up.
And apparently it's a rare thing. It's not uncommon, but it's rare.
Shit.
And I'm just like, why would it be my son that has to be the rare one? But apparently, a few children do this. Plus one of my mates, his son does it as well.
So what does he just touch the hair under your armpit? Or
he will just hold your armpit. He'll
just put his hand under it?
Yeah. He'll just hold it, and I think that's his comfort thing. You know, like some children have, like, blankets. His is holding...
It's your armpit.
His armpits. And that's true, honest to God. That's what he does.
And would he hold a stranger's armpit?
It depends how comfortable he gets. Like, he did it to my mate Nelson. And he just did it so... He did it so smoothly to the point where my mate turned around and was just like, oh, snap, like... Like, he's holding my armpit. And I couldn't, I was on the floor. Because my son just like literally just sneaked his hand up there. And he was there for like 5 minutes. And then that's when my friend realized, like, what the hell is this sensation in my arm? And then just turned and saw my son, you know, sucking his tongue and just enjoying armpit as he does. Yeah, that's what he does.
And so have you spoken to him about it?
Yes, we have. Yes. And I ask him, why, like, what is it? Like, why do you like holding people's armpits? And it's just like, his excuse is armpits is for big boys. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around this one.
He probably doesn't know, does he? It's just like an impulsive thing.
Yeah.
And then I suppose if you just say it's for big boys, isn't it? Because he's probably aware that it might be something that like a smaller kid will do.
Yeah.
So if they just say it's for big boys or big girls, it sort of okays it, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's even stranger? I had to ask one of the teachers, like, has he done this?
Oh, God.
And they just looked at me like, what the hell? And I was just like, nothing. Don't worry about it.
But that's probably better than them going, yes, he has. Like, it's just something he does at home.
Yeah. So I'm glad to know he's not doing it to, like, any other teachers or anyone at school. So
that's good. He'll grow out of it. It'll be one of the things you'll be able to wind him up about when he's getting married.
I can't wait until I'm able to.
Has he got any interest in his own armpits?
No.
I can't believe I've still got questions on this.
No, honest to God, everybody does. And like, it's only until they come around him and then they like see how he is with us or if he does it to them, then they're just like, oh, snap. So he really does have this weird obsession. I don't know where it's come from. I do think it came from him breastfeeding. Because, you know, children, they'll like, you know, they'll almost like rub the breast like as they're breastfeeding at the same time. I think it came from that. So it's like a comfort thing to him. Because when I'm looking at his face when he's like holding my armpit, it's like he's in total bliss.
Oh, bless. That's so cute.
And he's proper calm. So I'm thinking, has it come from that? Because obviously he was obsessed with breastfeeding, or most children are. So the day that my wife told him, she was just like, you know, it's all finished now. There's no more. Like, he looked distraught. And then this is where the armpit thing picked up from. So I'm thinking it must have come from that.
Oh, well, at least he'll grow out of it if he gets comfort from it and he's not doing it, you know, in the middle of maths.
Does he like growing up in the countryside then?
Oh yeah, he loves it because there's so much to do. Like, we go to the farms all the time, and even sometimes there's like little fields that you can go to, and you know, you'll end up seeing like chickens or pigs, and just in the random field. And
yeah,
it's just dope, man.
And are your in-laws in that area, are they North London as well?
No, they're still in London. Yeah, they're in North London. Yeah.
So it's a bit of a trek out. So did you think moving out would mean you'd get a bit more space and time to yourself, but the family still keeps turning up and nicking your kid?
A little bit.
Would you try to escape from the busy family? Is that what the plan was?
That was part of it, but mainly it was getting on the property ladder. That was the main thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in London, when I saw the prices, because I was proper bragging, I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to buy a house in London. I've got this much saved up. Then I saw the prices. I was just like, yeah, for what I'm going to get in London does not make sense.
When you move there, presumably there's kind of quite a lot of pressure to make friends in a weird way. Like, are you at school gates and stuff trying to buddy up with people and like...
Nah, I'm kind of anti, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I'm not really a talker like that. Like, my wife is, like, she'll, like, you know, talk up a storm. But really, me, I'm not really... I pick up my son and I'm bouncing. Like, there was a child that kept on calling out
my
son's
name. What about play dates and things like that, though?
Yeah. I'll go to those. Like, if one of the parents is just like, oh, yeah, my son's been asking, can your son come to mine? I'm like, yeah, cool, that's fine, you know, and I'll go. But I don't really chat too much. I've got things to do. So once I pick up my son, yeah, I'm gone, man. I'm not really trying
to... You're not a school gate gossiper. You're in and out at the school gates. Have you got... his friends coming for the birthday party then at the air jump?
Yeah. A few of them.
And you're going to have to look after them.
I ain't looking after nobody. Like, their parents their parents better be there. Listen, man, everyone, you got to take care of your child nowadays, man. Like, I can't be responsible.
Yeah, no, but what about at some parties, it's just drop off. You just drop the kids off.
Yeah, in that sense, then I'll do that. But this air thing, this whole trampoline thing, listen, I'm not responsible for no injuries, so parents better be there. But if it was like in my garden or something like that, yeah, drop off your child. Yeah, don't worry, man. We got ring cameras. We're all good. So if you want a copy of the, like, that nothing happened to your child, yeah, man, don't worry. We'll send you the copy. You're good. Yeah, your child's in safe hands here. You know what I mean?
I suppose you haven't had a chance to go on holiday with your kid yet, really, because of lockdown and stuff. Have you been away much? You got plans to go away? Because it's a totally different experience, isn't it, when you've got a kid, holidays?
No. We have actually taken him on holiday. This was before the lockdown. My brother-in-law got married and we went to Cyprus. And yeah, my son was, he came along, the whole family, Jesus Christ. And yeah, it was dope. We had a good time. My son's great-grandma was there. So she was always just like, bring me all my great-grandchildren, let me sit with them and, you know.
That's the answer, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Holidays with family.
Yeah, man, we got lit, man. We got lit, me and my wife. It was good times, bro. Trust me.
With the moving out of London, have you got mates in London that have got kids? And, like,
yeah,
do their kids have a different upbringing to yours, do you think? Like, when they meet up, have you got a country bumpkin on your hands?
Yeah, I do. My son is privileged as hell, you know what I mean? And because we're middle class now. My friend was the one that broke it down to me. He was just like, yo, bro, you're middle class now. I was just like, nah, I'm not. He's like, bro, you're a homeowner. You got a nice living and nice house and, you got trees, all this stuff.
These trees are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, aren't they?
Yeah, man. And so, like, when I go to visit my mates in London, obviously they've got utes and stuff. They've got children. They live in, like, flats and things like that. And that's not me, you know, bragging. But it is different. Like, I do see the difference between, like, my life and their life. They're very much still kind of living the type of lifestyle I was surrounded by when I lived in Tottenham, you know. So, it's very street influenced and all of that kind of stuff. But, yeah, none of that around here, man. It's, you know.
Sometimes you're a bit jealous of your kid or, like, you know, you stop yourself from being like, oh, you don't realize how lucky you are and that kind of stuff because his, you know, upbringing is so different to yours.
Yeah. That's a fact. I'm happy for him that he is living a totally different life than I did, because, you know, he's not surrounded by the sound of gunshots and people getting stabbed.
Unless there's hunting going on, of course. You know?
People getting stabbed left, right, and center. So I'm glad that he doesn't have to grow up, you know, with that kind of trauma, you know, surrounding him. I'm happy. But it's, he is privileged. Like, he asked me for the Wi-Fi password the other day, and that let me know, okay, I'm definitely middle class. My four-year-old child asked me for the Wi-Fi code. I'm just like, wow.
God, he sounds like a little, he's a little Zuckerberg, this kid. I can't believe he's playing games at four and getting the Wi-Fi. I can't even get me a, I can't put a Wi-Fi password in correctly first time. Yeah, this kid's a genius.
He just watches all these nonsense, all these, what's it called, Oddbods and Vlad and Nikki, all this, you know, weird kiddie stuff.
How much iPad time do you let him have? Do you let him have a lot of iPad?
An hour, yeah, an hour. Because
an hour a day in the afternoon?
No, this is so afternoon. Normally when he comes back from school, we'll let him go on the iPad for a bit, just to wind down. And then afterwards, activities, set up some activities and then, you know, get him active again. But he just gets an hour on that because, once we bought that, we noticed such a difference. Like, this boy is getting a bit lazy, you know, because he can just go through hours of just either playing games or hours of just watching the iPad. So we had to monetize.
What about some holidays, though? Do the rules go out the window a bit?
Yeah, we do kind of let him have a little bit more. But to be honest, because we set up so much activities for him, he kind of, that still gets left behind, because he'll go and see his cousins or he'll be out in the garden on the trampoline and, you know, water games will be, you know, playing water pistols with each other and all of that kind of stuff, or his mud kitchen and things, just little things like that. So, time kind of goes to the point where it's just like, well, you don't really need the...
Unless you force yourself isolate, and then the old iPad comes out and saves everyone's life.
When he goes to my sister's, my sister's got him playing chess. He's terrible at it, but the fact, no joke. She's actually trying to teach him how to play chess, and I'm just like, I've watched him do it, and obviously, he is terrible. He moves everything.
So does he know where all the bits move and stuff?
No, he doesn't know none of that, but she will guide him through it. So she'll be like, no, you can't move that there, you can move that here. So... he is rubbish. Obviously, he's four.
But he's rubbish.
The fact that she's even got him to even be like calm whilst doing it, and he's proper patient. He'll listen to her, and you know he'll play it to the best of his ability. But I couldn't believe that when she was just like, "Yeah, should we play chess?" I'm just like, "He ain't gonna play chess." Next minute, my man started moving the pieces. I was just like, "What the hell?"
What's your plan for the summer holidays? And because your wife's working full time and you're mad busy filming and stuff. He's off for like 6 weeks. So do you book him into summer camps or like any of your sport camps, or is he just off and you just share him around between you and your wife and, you know, childcare stuff?
No. So my wife, now that she's off of work, she's taken like the whole summer holiday off, plus some extra dates like unpaid and stuff like that. She's got everything set up for him. Yesterday they went Drayton Manor and...
So they've got loads of stuff planned out all summer. She sounds very organised, your wife.
She is. I give it up to her. But plus, she proper likes it. Because I can't... For me, if I take him to, I don't know, like the water park, you know, down the road, after 20 minutes, I'm just like, yo, this child. I'm always chasing him, trying to like, you know, stop him from running away or... You know, just running way too far. And it's just like, you know, she's better at dealing with him in that respect. So when it comes to like all the activities, she's organized everything. Plus she's, you know, obviously I'm doing loads of stuff, but the fact that she likes it is amazing to me. You know what I mean?
It sounds like he's like got loads of energy.
He has. But because this is my first child, I've never had to like deal with like younger cousins or anything. So I don't know nothing about, you know, child rearing. when I saw my son like going like, you know, crazy in terms of his energy, I'm panicking like, yo, what the hell? You know, like, what's wrong with this child? But no, she's like raised all her nieces and nephews. You know, so yeah, she's used to this. Like, she's very calm with him. Very, very calm.
I find sometimes when I, like what you were saying, when you started saying the things your mum used to say to you, even though you don't really speak the language, I felt they were winding me up the other day. And I turned to Lou and went, I'm not having it, Lou. They're fucking mugging me off. Like, they're five and three, Rob. They're not mugging you off. They're just being children and you're tired.
Were they in the room when you said they were mugging you
no,
off?
No, they weren't. I went into another room. I went, Lou, I ain't having it. They're fucking mugging me off. Like,
what had they done?
I can't remember, but it was just one of the things that sent, I don't know if I mentioned it before, that sent me mad. And I slammed my fist on the table like a judge in a courtroom drama. Was when, you know, when they could have, because sometimes, I don't know if your boys had this, worms. It's sort of like, we don't know if they did have worms or not, but they're really itchy bums. And basically you have to have this banana flavored medicine that everyone in the family has, and you have it once and then in a week's time, and it basically, if you do have worms, it gets rid of it. But they say if you're suspected of worms, just have it, even if you haven't got it. So we had this banana stuff, right? And even if you haven't got any symptoms, you have to have it because it might be in you or whatever. Yeah. So the five-year-old was the one we thought had it, and we gave her this thing to drink, this banana syrup stuff, and she spat it out onto the table, and it was literally the only one that was at the chemist, and the chemist was shut now because it was Easter, and I couldn't get any more. And I just saw it being spat out of her mouth, and I just slammed my fist down. I went, no! I was so stressed. It was horrible. We should mention your podcast as well. What's your podcast you're promoting, Babington Day?
Yes, it's called Mission Imagination, and it's with Puffin Books. It's about, well, it's for children, and we basically dive into, you know, mythical worlds created by the authors. And yeah, it's a really good podcast. And what we're doing, we're trying to champion authors from diverse backgrounds. And so, you know, a lot of people from the BAME community. We're just trying to champion them, get their voices out there, get their books out there. And yeah, I'm working with two brilliant kids, Ben and Skylar Ray. And it's really, really good, man. It's really good.
And so it's aimed at kids to listen to a podcast for kids about all these amazing books, basically.
Yeah, amazing books. And then we create a mythical world, a magical world that we kind of like explore. And yeah, we just make it up as we go along. And it's, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
And how old are the kids you're working with?
They are a little bit older than my son. We've got 6 and 7.
So what's it like working with children, though, doing a podcast?
It is good. It's hard. No. It's good. It is good. It is good. They are excellent, I have to say. They are excellent. But, yeah, children are very talkative.
Difficult to get a word in.
Yeah. Children, yeah. I understand why they say don't work with children or animals, because, you know, children.
Yeah, well, the animals podcast would be very weak. Yeah.
I know. Well, you're doing it. You've got kids and a puffin. It's a double whammy.
Yeah,
you know.
So, It's this is a new one for me. But no, I thoroughly enjoy it, and it is good. It's fun.
What age is it aimed at? So what kids, what age kids?
So you're looking from, like, you know, 7 downwards. Yeah, like 4 to 7, I'd say.
4 to 7. Oh, brilliant. Oh, that's good. Yeah, because sometimes if they can't wind down, putting something on for them to listen to. Yeah. We've got those Tony boxes, and you buy, like, little figures for it. So we've got, like, a Peppa Pig one and an Elsa one.
Oh, dope, yeah.
And they listen to them before bed, so it might be a good little...
Yeah, and they're really short. My podcast is really, really short. It's like 15 to 20 minutes. And so, yeah, it's nice, man. If you just pop that on, you know, before bed, it's nice for them just to kind of like get their imagination going.
Would you ever consider doing your own children's book?
Yes, but as I've read a lot of children's books, I'm just like, you know what? I don't have no damn ideas, man. I'll be real. Like, I've always wanted to, like, do a child's book, but the more I look into them, I'm just like, what can I do mine on? I'm just like, bro, I can't. There's nothing I can do. Like, maybe Judah and the Magical Armpit. Maybe I'll do something like that.
You might be surprised about how many armpit huggers there are out there.
Yeah, hey, you know,
could
what?
Be a massive, massive market to aim at.
That is actually a good, maybe might be a good idea.
Does he listen to the podcast you do?
Yeah. He's listened to, like, me record it, and he's listened to, like, the recordings that I've got sent back.
Does he like it?
Yeah, he loves it. My son, he goes to parties. When he goes to like my friend's parties, like he will tell them, oh, my dad's on TV, and then he'll like tell them to go on like catch up. It'll be like Gogglebox.
He's so technology friendly.
He did that at my friend's party. He was proper just like, look, there's my dad, and show them Gogglebox. I was just like, aww, yeah, that's daddy. But then he also loves Mo. He loves Mo. So obviously, Masked Singer, yeah. Masked Dancer.
Yeah.
He's always trying to watch that, you know what I'm saying? And he's just like, can you call Mo? I'm just like, no, I don't.
Because he thinks it's live. Yeah.
I'm like, there's no reason for me to call Mo right now. So,
and he's working. He's, you know, yeah, this was filmed 3 months ago.
Exactly. But he made me call him one day, and yeah, he was just on the phone talking to Mo, and I was just like, I'm your dad, you know, like Mo ain't done nothing for you, bruv. Like, yeah.
Does he watch you on Gogglebox then? He's a bit young for a 5-year-old, but I suppose if you don't say anything too rude.
Well, he's seen me on it, but we don't let him watch it because obviously the swearing and stuff like that. But he knows that's, you know, what I've done. My son's got this weird thing like with younger children. He doesn't really like to engage with them. He just thinks he's bigger. Oh, I'm a big boy. Like if you call him a baby, he will lose it. He will lose his nut.
Really?
I'm not a baby. I'm a big boy. And it's just like, even today I was calling him a toddler. I was just like, oh, you know, you're still a toddler. He's like, no, I'm a big boy. I'm just like, okay, all right. You know what I mean? So yeah, just leave him to it.
I'm basically in awe of how good he is at technology. Yeah. In this interview, you covered him playing Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
4 on demand so that he could bring up Gogglebox. There was another one, the Wi-Fi
password.
The Wi-Fi password.
Yeah.
Plays chess.
It's absolutely phenomenal. Plays chess.
Bit of analog knowledge.
Yeah. But I bet he'll be playing that online. Before you know it, he'll be playing online chess.
Our words with friends, he's all over it.
Well, I will say, like, especially with my wife's side of the family, they're all brainiacs, man. They've got, like, random facts and stuff. Like, the eldest cousin, he's just turning 18. That guy, he like Cairo, he is mad smart. So I know he'd never, like my son never got any of his, like, you know, intelligence from me. I failed everything.
It's all from the other side.
Yeah, it's from my wife's side, definitely.
We always ask the same question, Babington Day. It's called Crosby's Law. If there's anything that your partner does, parenting-wise, that annoys you a bit, but you don't really bring it up because you don't have a falling out. So is there something your wife does that annoys you a little bit with the parenting? Or is she an absolute angel? Because at the moment, it doesn't sound like she does much wrong.
No, she... So it's not that this thing's got nothing to do with parenting, but basically she likes to hype him up and sing. So she'll sing but she'll sing in a very like, you know, annoying way. Like she knows she's being annoying and it hypes him up. And the more he gets hyped, the more destructive he gets. And that winds me up so much because it's just like, you know, if you do this, he is not going to stop. So don't start something that you're not going to be able to control. But she just lets him get as hype as hell. And then he literally turns into the Tasmanian devil and just tears this whole place apart. And then I've got to put on the dad voice to stop him. You know what I'm saying?
So you're the boring one, the fun police.
I am. Yeah. So apparently, according to my son, I'm always grumpy. According to him, and I'm just like, I'm a comedian, like, you know what I'm saying? I make people laugh for a living, like, you know what I'm saying? So I can afford to be grumpy at this time. Plus, you know what I'm saying? I can be fun, but
if you pay for a ticket, I will be fun.
Yeah, exactly.
For 90 minutes.
But yeah, she hypes him up. That annoys her.
What kind of singing does she do?
So she sings gospel songs, but sing it in a very obnoxious way. Yeah, she gets hyped with it. Like, she will really sing it in an annoying way. Like, she won't take it seriously, but she'll sing in an annoying way that hypes him up, and it's just like, stop.
Yeah, gospel does get you hyped up, though, doesn't it? Like, when it's proper gospel, going for it.
Yeah,
it's
like, carnage, you know, the American Pentecostal gospel, she hypes him up so much. And it's like, bro, it's so annoying.
So with a child that's got his kind of level of energy, are you constantly trying to just keep him in a kind of, chilled out way?
I mean, when necessary. When it's just like, you know, bedtime, it's just like, you have no business being this hype because you are about to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to have you in bed shaking from fun, all this fun that you're having. So let's wind it down a bit.
Shaking from fun.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's calm it down. Let's take it down, you know? But now when it's like afternoon times, bro, lose your mind. Have fun. Have all the fun that you want, man. You're a child. Like, I know what that's like.
You got any more questions, Josh?
Sorry. Just got a weird text from Rose.
Oh, God.
She just texted me. Yeah. Oh, God. I've got to go down and sort out a parenting situation.
Oh, Lord.
parenting situation.
Oh, parenting situation has occurred. I'll be honest. I've lost my head now. I don't know where I am with the whole thing. I mean, that is the perfect way, in a way,
to end this.
All of our interviews should end with me just going, oh, fuck.
Josh in a complete state of panic. You don't even make sense. I've got a parenting situation. All right, then. We'll have to go with Babbitt today because Josh has lost his head. Thanks, mate.
Oh, God, I've gone. I've gone.
His head's gone.
I've gone.
It's all good.
Sorry.
Mate. It's all good.
Cheers, mate. That was brilliant. Thank you very
Cheers,
much.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yo, I hope everything's okay.
Baba Tunde Aleshi. Oh, is it Aleshi or Alishi? Oh, no, Josh.
Oh, no,
I've done
Rob,
names wrong. I got thrown by the accent.
No one's listening. There's accents on both E's. We both know that I didn't learn the accents on the E's.
No. Baba, and I was so happy with Baba Tunde. The accents have thrown
no
me.
No one's listening by this point, Rob. No one's listening to the podcast. Buy our app. I would love to know how many people stick around for the outro. I wouldn't love to know. Don't get in touch. But
no, I think people do stick around for it, or if they listen to it by accident. Armpit holding. I'm actually got my hands under my armpits now, and it's quite reassuring. So, if anyone knows about the armpit holding,
you could stand like with your hands under your armpits. That's kind of, I can see that working as a thing. But do get in touch if you've got any like unusual, shall we say, ways that your children
seek
comfort
themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, comforters.
Unusual comforters.
The armpit.
How do you get in touch?
Just scream and someone will hear it and then tell us.
Yeah, that's
just fine. Scream it from your front door. Like the bit between the back of the knee and your thigh. My kid puts their foot there and then someone will hear it and then it'll just trickle down. That's how we get in a correspondence. No, there's probably, emails.
This is how to get in touch.
Email us hello@lockdownparenting.co.uk.
Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back with some more podcasts next week. 2 a week. Why? Because we are efficient and productive, aren't we, Josh?
Yes. And also, when we started this, we had less work than we do now.
Yeah, I really
now,
could just
now
do it.
And now we've made a rod for our own back.
Huge rod for our back.
I'll see you next Tuesday.
At the start, we used to do 2 episodes a week. Pure madness.
Two interviews a week.
Yeah.
Absolutely burning through the celebs.
I know.
A total waste of time.
Right, see you next week.
Bye.